Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Today we are going to check in with our resident serial entrepreneur, John Warner, whose insights are published online at Medium under the title Controlling Your Destiny. Today he's going to share them with us from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Mike.
What would you like to talk about today?
A lot's changing in the world, isn't it? I'm talking to a lot of different people in a lot of different contexts, and they're all trying to deal with this. You know, they have organizations that, you know, their external world has changed. I mean, even some government agencies I'm working with are trying to adjust to the new reality. And I find myself sharing with people kind of a similar process for how you assess that. And I think the first thing is to define what's essential. You know, what is it we need to do to be successful? I've been talking to a local company here that has actually been successful in the past, and they're trying to get to the next level. You know, how do we get our people motivated to do that? Well, you kind of have to help everybody visualize success. When we're successful, this is what it looks like. I'm working with some economic development folks in Greenville about how do we get Greenville to the next level. Well, what does that mean? Well, what does that look like? Because I think when people can start to visualize that, you know, then they can start to support it and rally around it. You know, I think from a company's perspective, this is often something that is intuitive to the leader, maybe not fully formed, and they see some opportunity. And so the first thing you need to do is really go outside, you know, get it in front of customers. I mean, this company I'm talking to is interested in recruiting tech people into their organization, put it out there to the tech community and see if that's something that they respond with. And you and I both know that on contact with the outside, plans change, don't they?
Well, yeah. And of course, you can't just live in a bubble. You've got to get outside, right? And that will force some change.
Right. And so something organizations need to understand is oftentimes the most valuable information is not inside the organization. I mean, we can't put together a whiteboard and figure out what customers think. You know, we got to get in their office. We got to say, hey, this is what we're thinking about doing. Is it a good idea? Almost inevitably, you'll have customers say, well, you know, that's not really my problem. And then the question is, what is your problem? And they start to describe that. And the quicker you get into that iteration process, the better off you are. I mean, Henry Ford was famous for saying, if I'd asked them what they wanted, they'd have said faster horses. Well, people probably couldn't have told you they needed cars because they never saw a car before. But what they could tell you is what's wrong with a horse. It gets sick. It's too slow. It poops. It eats a lot. Once you've identified kind of what you need to accomplish, then the question is, what's the team of people, you know, you need to put together? What are the skill sets you need? I did this at Earth Fair one time where we decided, you know, we needed a CEO and we put together a list of everything we wanted the CEO to do. And you know what? That person didn't live on the planet. So then it was a process of prioritizing. You know, here's the two or three things that are most important. And we were able to find that person and it was pretty successful. So now you have a mission, you have a team. How do we track success? How do we know, you know, next month, next quarter, next year, that we're making progress towards this? So defining those metrics is really important. And then holding people accountable every month, every quarter, the team comes back and says, this is how we're doing. And quite frankly, their own internal assessment of that is as important as the meeting itself, where they kind of think through that. And then finally, once you've got that flywheel going, you know, the hard thing for leaders to do is just step back then and let people do their job. And that's an idea that Virginia Aldrich gave me, was define what's essential, put together an awesome team, and hold them accountable, and then get out of their way and let them do only what they can do. And so I think as we get into 2021 and all the change we're dealing with, trying to figure out whether it's a government agency or higher education institution, K-12, for-profit business, even a not-for-profit organization, that general model works for just about anybody to try to figure out, you know, how we can adjust to the change we're having and actually thrive in a period of profound change like we've been through.
And this certainly is a topic we can dive deeper into. We're looking forward to talking to you again next week.
Great. Thank you.
John Warner is a serial entrepreneur whose insights are published online at Medium under the title Controlling Your Destiny. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.